Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday. A few minutes past 3 p.m. Allison says, happy birthday, Kevin. And happy Thanksgiving to the DGS. You always make my day when I get to hear your show.
Hey, that's very sweet. Thank you, Allison.
Very nice. So someone on the stream, which, by the way, if you guys want to watch us do the show, you can go to Facebook or
YouTube.
I always think like Twitter because I know you guys do Twitter. Yeah, yeah. I don't think we do Twitter. Yeah. Anyway, someone earlier on the stream asked me if I'd seen the Disclosure movie, and happenstance would have it, I rented it and watched it over the weekend, and I watch most of the alien shows and movies.
Yeah.
And they're mostly bad, yes. And it's just the same information over and over
same
again.
Stories same stories recycled, yeah.
This one was different. It was
Bob Lazar.
It was good, good production. They didn't have any wonks on. It was mostly PhD scientists who can prove that they've worked for the government and the people who are in all this. And here's like, spoiler alert, but here's basically what they say. I've always been of the opinion that they're like, even the presidents don't know. I'm like, oh, what a bunch of crap. The president's going to know everything. But I now believe that it has been possible for them to hide all of this because like 10 years ago, they started the ATIP program, which we've covered here on the show. And
Lou Elizondo,
we
had Lou Elizondo on the show, yeah.
Yeah. And what they found out is that there's something called the Legacy Program. And that has been going on for the past 80 years, and that it is hidden within the energy department where you can't do FOIA requests. And so the theory is that lifers who spend 30, 40 years in the government are the ones who take over from each other and continue to run this program where elite special operatives are on 24/7 alert that if there is a crash of an exotic vehicle or non-human biologics, they go out, they recover it, they bring it back, they study it, they reverse engineer it, and that United States, Russia, and China all have been documented to have picked up some of this technology. And it was just fascinating because they're talking about what are the possibilities. Well, the possibility that they are from another galaxy, another solar system. There's the possibility, this is the one that intrigued me the most, is that they are some sort of humanoid that developed on Earth maybe contemporaneously with us, maybe a long time before us. And we're just the latest kids on the block, but they've been here for much longer than us. They have great technology, and they hide out in the oceans or what have you.
Which would play into some of the myths.
Yes, absolutely it would. But I can tell you this. After watching 90 minutes of these scientists and Marco Rubio and all of these House members and
was Tim Burchett
senators,
in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am convinced. I don't think it's a belief. I don't like to talk about belief. Who cares about your belief? Like, are you convinced? Are you convinced that there is a non-human intelligence here? Are you convinced that Jesus was the Son of God? That's more like what I like to talk about. Because when you say beliefs, it almost like gives like a, you're cooler than me, or you're more special than me. Like, no. Are you convinced? I'm convinced about some things. I'm not convinced about others. I'm convinced that there's some sort of, that these things are real. Could it be that it's our own stuff?
Sure.
Yeah. Could it be that it's China?
Sure.
Yeah, it could be. Like, we, one of these days, they come out like, here's the Tic Tac. And they said that because they move in such a way that defies physics.
That we, as we know it.
As we know it. Yep. And they made a really good case for we're one discovery away from being able to do that.
Yeah.
So it's a big discovery.
Yep.
But it's basically the ability to use energy to create a bubble.
Right.
That manipulates space-time.
Right.
And they said, I'm not going to tell you we're going to have it next year, but I can tell you that we've been working on this for decades.
Right. And essentially, because inside that bubble, you don't feel movement.
You don't feel it.
You're moving through, but you're not. You're more like you're bending it around you than you are like physically in motion in space, if I'm understanding the explanations I've heard.
Yeah.
Is that right? And is that how they explained it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that would explain why they can go through the air and be unaffected by the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Why they can go through the ocean.
Why they can stop the way they do and turn without killing everybody,
or
right?
Or hover.
Because if you're flying through and you make those turns, I mean, a human being turns to jelly with that kind of G-force.
Yeah. Really interesting.
But I am convinced that there is a phenomena. Because when you're talking about the best and brightest that we have, people that are flying fighter jets, people that are in the Navy, people that are in the Air Force, and like they're seeing these things, they're tracking these things. They have state-of-the-art technology, and they are the best of the best. And they're saying there's something we don't know. I believe them. I'm convinced of that. But obviously, I wouldn't say that I'm convinced of that I know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was very interesting.
It's interesting, isn't it? Like that, because think about it. How many UFO sightings do you think in the 70s? I guess it was the 70s, right? When the stealth bombers were being tested before they were even publicly known. If you would have seen one of those in the sky 40, 50 years ago when it was being developed, you'd have been like, that's a UFO. We don't have planes that look like that. Although, you know, and it wouldn't have markings. It wouldn't have lights because it's meant to be undetectable, right? You know, a normal airplane's going to have lights so nothing hits it. Well, these things wouldn't do that because they're warplanes. They're going to be, so they're supposed to be, quote unquote, invisible.
Yeah. The most interesting part of it to me was how the guys from ATIP said when they ran up against the Legacy program, it was just a brick wall.
Yeah.
That it was, you're going no farther. And in fact, we're uncomfortable with you even existing.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
See, that part, I don't know how you get around it, but that part's not okay.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be people that just get to tell everyone else, nope, only us.
We, the American citizen who pays for every dime of this, know essentially nothing. The Senate knows essentially nothing. The president of the United States knows essentially nothing. It's just not okay. And they made a pretty good point of why they can't just come out with it ontologically, religiously, economically, that it could be this huge
but
blow.
By now it's been built up.
I agree.
I mean, I agree with that take from 80 years ago.
Yes.
And I agree that if you would have come out really at various points in the past, you would have had a lot more shock.
Yeah.
I think if you look at the polling, at least half of people think it's real anyway. Right? I mean, how much does it change? Unless there's some kind of wild-ass explanation that goes with it.
Yeah.
That either circumvents some belief systems or changes them. And Lord knows, I don't know what those could be. I'm just saying that if there's something that would, by nature, change that, okay, but at some point it's got to come out. I mean, and I don't know who gets to decide when is everybody ready. Maybe the answer is never. Well, then you don't get to, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the answer is whenever whoever's doing these things decides they're not going to listen. They're just going to do what they want. And, you know, the old cliche, park on the White House lawn.
I was also telling the guys at lunch today, I am about halfway through the Ken Burns Revolutionary War doc. and this will probably be unpopular with some people, or I'm just being honest. The thing I walked away with last night was I feel kind of bad for the loyalists. You know, I mean, like, you're living in a British colony, you're born and raised, you're a British citizen, and suddenly your neighbors are like, F this, let's just start our own country. And you're like, yeah, whatever, Clem. And now there's a war, and they're just, like, being killed and tortured and ran out of their homes. And, I mean, I get it. It's a Revolutionary War. But in the time, we don't have the benefit of hindsight.
Right. With no guarantee that what the revolutionaries were doing was going to work. So it's like,
it was real iffy.
Yes, I get why people were not necessarily enthusiastic about what was happening. I don't think you're wrong at all for feeling that way, Dave. I think anyone who has empathy and can put themselves in another person's shoes would be able to see, like, yes, of course, this would be a difficult decision for a lot, especially if you don't have, like, a direct stake in what they were fighting for.
Yeah, you're not a big landowner.
Yeah, if you're not a rich guy, like, how much is it really affecting you back then? I don't know the answer to that question, but I this idea that, like, loyalists, they were just weak. It's like, well, I don't know. It was a very complicated situation.
And the other thing I came away with, all conflict is kind of gross, right? Like, if you've ever seen someone have a real fist fight and someone get their nose broken, it's really kind of jarring. And just the level of violence, the battle of, the battle of Brooklyn. So just, you know, this tiny little outlet, and there's Flatbush and there's Brooklyn Heights and all this, that basically thousands of Continental and thousands of British, they had no trees, no boulders, no nothing. They just did it the European way, and they just stood in the field and shot each other until they ran out of musket balls, and then they just ran at each other with bayonets. And there is an interview, because it was 200 years ago, but one of the doctors that went to the battlefield afterwards to minister to the wounded and collect the dead just said it was unbelievable. Like, it wasn't like, oh, it seems you've been shot in the shoulder. Like, everyone's just in pieces. And I know it happened, and I know that even worse things have happened. I don't know about you, Kev, but having grown up in the era, you and I didn't serve, we never saw people killed, things like that. No. It just seems impossible that human beings endured that.
Yeah, and even if we would have, we wouldn't have seen anything like that.
Right.
You know, it would have been bullets and tanks and bombs and things. And anything up close would have still been firearms, would have still been you get some close proximity in, like, street fighting, or, I mean, like, city fighting, urban fighting. But no, that's crazy.
Crazy. You get the world and lose it. You got me all screwed up. Welcome back, DGS. So much I can't. Okay, pretty short segment, but briefly, I saw something else really interesting over the weekend I want to share with you guys. Sean Ryan was interviewing one of the operators from SEAL Team 6 that killed bin Laden. This guy, I think his name is Bissonnette. I think his pen name is Owen. He wrote No Easy Day, got sued by the federal government. They took a bunch of his money. Anyway, he tells the story of them taking out bin Laden. And Rob O'Neill is the famous SEAL Team 6 guy who takes credit for it. He took a lot of crap from operators because you don't take credit for stuff.
Right.
And this guy kind of, I don't think he killed bin Laden. I think it was this other guy.
Really?
But it was so fascinating that, and let's just take this first. One of the choppers crashed.
Yeah.
And Sean Ryan says, why did it crash? And he said, whether this is true or not, he said, we were supposed to go on this day, but it was the correspondents' dinner. And President Obama asked us to wait till the next day. The next day was 8 degrees warmer, and the flight characteristics were off, and that's why they crashed, which sucks, right? But he said they got to the front door, and he was crouched down, setting a explosive to blow the door, and shots came through at what would have been his head level. So that's the first thing. And they get in, there's a guy, they pop him. They had heard that bin Laden's son Khalid lived on the second floor. And they see a shadow. And he said the most brilliant thing I've ever seen a special operator do is one of his partners said Khalid's name, but he whispered it.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant.
They show that in Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah, I didn't remember
that. That's Chris Pratt doing it in the movie.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
But he says, Khalid.
Yeah.
And Khalid pops his head out,
yep,
and they shoot him.
Yep.
And they get up to the third floor, and turns out to be Bin Laden, who's their info was he was on the third floor. Does it the head poke out again, just his head. Rob O'Neill says he shot him. This guy says another guy shot him. But anyway, he gets shot in the head. They enter the room. Bin Laden's lying there, shot in the head, still twitching. This guy puts two in his body. There are two women in there. They shove them into the corner, make sure they don't have suicide vests on or anything like that. I thought one of the most kind of goofy things was that they all had pictures of Bin Laden, and they had been aged, so he had gray hair and a gray beard. But this guy had totally black hair and a black beard. And when they got into his bathroom, he had Just For Men beard stuff that he had been using. Is that crazy?
Just like you think like as a disguise?
Either that or vanity. Who knows?
Yeah.
But isn't that crazy? Just like that happened.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
It looks so natural. No one can tell.
And he said when this guy personally drugged Bin Laden down the stairs and he dragged him by his ankles. And this is a little gross. I apologize. But he said, I'll never forget the sound of his hollow skull bouncing off the stairs. Yee. It's yee, but it's also kind of cool, right? I mean, it's like Bin Laden.
Got the guy.
So the other guy, he's saying the other guy is lying then.
So as I understand it, they'll never know who shot him first.
Yeah.
But Rob O'Neill says that this other guy missed and that he didn't. But this guy says, no, he didn't miss. He shot him in the
head. And the other guy is following the code?
Yes.
And not saying anything?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Africans,
you make it loud. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Season ending.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. A few minutes past 3:30. No one says a few minutes past 3:30. I just totally made something up. 3:34. Time for Dave Murray. Brought to you by the Saliga Heating and Cooling Desk. Dave, I understand we had a little trouble.
We are.
Yeah.
But I want to give you some good news first.
Okay.
Winter forecast we did last Wednesday.
Yeah.
Have over 200,000 hits right now.
Get out.
Yeah,
that's a record. That
awesome.
Damn.
Yeah, no, that's by far a record. That does not include what KMOX is bringing in.
So cool.
It's posted there, too.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Isn't that great? Yeah. Yeah, we got the bad news now.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, last Thursday, it was pouring rain here, and Janice slipped on the front step and landed on her, you know, like we all do. You don't want to land on your head. Yeah, you know, and so you do something with your body in a split second. She landed on her left elbow. And it is shattered.
Mm.
It is absolutely shattered. she could move it a lot on Thursday, so we did not go to the emergency room. But Friday woke up, it was all swollen, it was hurting more. So we went to the emergency room, and sure enough, I mean, I'm not a trained doctor, but I can look at an x-ray and go, that's a problem. And she didn't want to get operated right away. There was no super rush. There's a rush, but no super rush. And so she wanted to talk to our orthopedic guy and get all the, you know, everything in a row, ducks in a row. And so we saw a guy who specializes in this surgery, and, you know, it's a trauma surgery. And so surgery is tomorrow at about 11 o'clock in the morning. And it's going to be 2, maybe 3 hour surgery.
Dave, do they put plates in and screws and stuff?
Yeah, screws and yes to that. And we talked about elbow replacement, and this guy goes, you do not want to do that.
Oh.
And first of all, it's not, it doesn't warrant it. But he goes, you will not like me at all after a replacement type surgery.
Yeah.
So it's just something we don't do. Very much. We do it, but he said you wouldn't be able to lift, you know, 10 pounds anymore.
Oh.
And he said as you age and you might need a walker at some point,
you would not be
able to use a walker because you won't be able to put any weight on your left.
Wow.
Right, exactly. I mean, we really like this guy. I mean, really good. I mean, he was like, it's time. We got to do it, and we're going to do it. It's tomorrow. We're doing it tomorrow.
Damn.
We got EKG done today. Got to get a blood test done today. You know, all that kind of stuff.
You guys have had a year.
Man, you're not kidding.
Yeah, we really have. It's been all fun and roses.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
If by roses, you mean broken bones.
That's right. It's funny. Yesterday, Janice goes, okay, here's the list for Thanksgiving. He's still a trooper. I mean, absolute trooper.
Yeah.
And so I went off to the store, got everything. She goes, you know, you're going to have to do most of this work. And I was like, really? I didn't realize that at all. You can't lift a 12-pound turkey into the oven? What do you mean?
So are the family coming in?
No, they are not. They're actually in St. Louis right now.
Oh.
And but they're coming out around Christmas time. So
okay.
It's fine. I mean, we'll be fine. We're going to get through this just fine.
Did you find her on the porch after she fell?
Yes. Actually, our neighbors did because they heard her.
Oh.
And I was in the kitchen, and Adrian, who lives across the street, was banging on the door saying, get out of here, Dave.
God, it must have hurt.
You looked at it, and you knew it was bad, but at the... it was funny, at the surgeon's office today, he pulled up we had a CT scan and we had an x-ray from the emergency room. And he goes, okay, see these fragments here? We got to take care of that. He said, I actually go in and put those fragments back together again, like a jigsaw puzzle. But he said, see this part? That goes here.
Uh-oh.
See this part? That goes here. Uh-oh. See this part? Uh-oh. That goes here. I was like, oh, man.
Oh, that sounds bad.
Yeah, that sounds like the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, you're talking about not liking me. My daughter Phoebe has lots of like sinus issues and tonsil issues, and she got sick at KU. And Dr. Knoyer, my buddy, my ENT, is her doctor. And I texted him. I'm like, hey, I think it's time to take the tonsils out. And he said, I'll see her and we can do it, but let's do everything we can to avoid it. He
right.
said the pain, he said, everything I do in my office is so cutting edge tech, except for that. He said, we're still in the 1950s with tonsils.
Mm.
So,
ugh.
Yeah, he's like, she'll be in so much pain, she will not like me. So, did you guys live in fear of having your tonsils out as a kid?
Not live in fear, but I've always been really nervous to go under for any, and I've never had to do it so far in my life.
Yeah.
That freaks me out to think of.
Mm-hmm.
I had a very traumatic experience.
Yeah.
I was young, but I could go, you know, I was at the age where you could go trick or treating, and you know, I was young enough that I wasn't paying any attention to the calendar or anything. And my folks said, no, you can go have this surgery, have your tonsils out on October 30th, and you'll be able to trick or treat on the 31st.
What?
I went, okay, great. Well, it turned out that the surgery was on the 31st. I mean, this is one of the very few moments my parents really deceived me. And I was probably, what, 6, 7 years old? I'm 72 now. I still remember it like it was yesterday.
I bet. I remember I had a lot of dental work when I was a kid. My mouth is tiny with big jowls like a Cabbage Patch Kid, and I'd have a lot of teeth pulled, and I was terrified of the dentist, and I asked my mom, it's just a checkup. She said, yes, it's just a checkup. You swear? I swear. I sit in the chair. They pull the tissue off of the tray that has all the implements, and it looked like they're building a cyborg, and I got four teeth pulled that day. And I never quite looked at my mom the same again. You know, it's one of those things. You're just I didn't know you were even capable
of
lying.
Outside the circle of trust.
Yeah. So, Dave, a couple of rainy days?
No, not really. It comes in tonight. There's some light rain around right now. It's not much. But we're going to see some light rain tonight, some areas of fog. So there's going to be drizzle around. Most of that should be out of the picture first thing in the morning tomorrow. But a lot of clouds on Tuesday. Little bit of sun, I think, peaks out. Tomorrow is the warmest day, but I want to stress it's not a heat wave. We'll be in the 50s, maybe 60 degrees downtown. Cold front, Arctic cold front comes through on Tuesday night. No moisture with it, but it's going to be windy and colder, partly cloudy skies. 37 on Tuesday night. Wednesday, sunny, windy, chilly, dry day, 46, but feels colder. 29 Wednesday night. Thursday, Thanksgiving, sunny skies, 45. So, yeah, it's cold, but it's nothing weird. Then Friday, partly sunny, 41. Now, Friday night and Saturday, another system comes in. I'm thinking mainly late Friday night. We're going to see a bubble of moisture come across us. It's going to be mainly rain, but there could be some wet snow mixed in, and there could be what I like to call these large hamster-sized snowflakes. That would be late Friday night, Saturday morning. And then primarily Saturday during the day, it's rain, 42. Sunday, it's mainly going to be rain at about 46 degrees. So we could see some wet snow anyway, late Friday night, Saturday morning. Could it be enough to cover the grass? Maybe. At this point, it's only Monday. Come on, cut me some slack here. But you're going to start to hear wild stuff.
Okay.
It's just, unfortunately, it's just the way of social media, right?
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. I got gotcha.
Anybody can put out anything.
How cold is Wheeler going to be in Chicago?
Very.
And expect some snow up there.
Dang
accumulating
it.
Snow. But that's, you know.
It's okay as long as it's not on driving day.
Your highs will be in the 30s and lows in the low 20s. Yeah. That's for Chicago.
Not St. Louis, that's Chicago.
When are you driving back, Wheels?
Saturday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You'll be driving back in some snow.
Damn it.
Hey, Dave, you know, you mentioned that anyone can put something out on social media. I'm wondering, have you ever noticed anyone on Facebook or any other platform who's giving a forecast or something, and then you look at their account and you go, I don't think this person is a meteorologist?
Well, you kind of know. You know almost automatically that they're just pulling stuff out of their rear end.
But have you seen that a lot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I actually saw it last week because even though, yes, we're getting colder Tuesday night and for the bulk of the Thanksgiving weekend, there were people saying, oh, it's going to be, you know, like below zero for high temperatures and just brutal cold over 80% of the nation going all the way down to Florida and all this stuff. And it's like, what in the world are you looking at? What are you looking at? I don't know.
Yeah, I was watching a TikTok the other day, and this person was making sense, and their name was Dr. So-and-so, PhD, and I thought, well, all he did was type that in, right? I mean, you really don't
know.
You have
no idea at all.
You know how I always make that joke about doctors, that maybe their first name's Doctor? I was watching the Death by Lightning about James Garfield, and basically his doctor killed him because he didn't know about germs. And he didn't disinfect anything and had his hands and his implements all up in his back. And his first name was Doctor.
All right.
Isn't that crazy? Doctor.
I mean, that's one way for your parents to just kind of make that decision for you.
His die was cast. Well, Dave, all of our thoughts are with you and Janice. And hang in there and hopefully everything goes well.
I won't be with you live tomorrow because surgery will be taking place, but I'll be updating you and I'll keep you up to date. Rachel, right, I'll send you some text.
All right, thanks. Sounds good.
Thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS 351. That's not where he's going. Skip Weber on his way in. Going to do the Sweet 16 of fictional lawyers, which we've never done. 25 years. Shocking. It's hard to find those. You know what I was thinking about?
What's that?
You know how I think.
You're always thinking.
Always thinking. That's why I don't work. Over the course of my life, Wheels, if anyone's going to get this, it's you. Of all the things I've done, all the cool S I've been able to do, and things I've accomplished, if I died and the God or the Wizard Tribunal said, like, what was your absolute favorite thing? Absolute favorite. You know what mine would be? Putting my kids to bed. When my kids were little and cuddly, and they'd fall asleep in your arms, and you put them to bed. I think that's the favorite thing I've ever done. So sweet. And you know what sucks now? Nick won't let me do it.
I mean,
he's so selfish.
I've asked him.
You just got to get him on the right day.
Nicely.
Read your mind.
More than the show, more than other relationships, more than all my friendships. Holding my kids, putting them in a crib, that's probably the pinnacle of my life.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Especially when you're, if you like do the double nap, where they're napping on you and you nap too, that's pretty cool.
Well, we slept Japanese with Phoebe for like 10 years. So
I don't know what that means.
Where'd they sleep with you?
Oh, good Lord.
Which was great.
Was it?
Oh, we all loved it.
For real?
For real.
That seems awful.
No, it was fantastic.
Not because it's your kid, just any kid.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been weird if you and Susan did it with Phoebe, but yeah.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm, like, missing out on something by not having kids, but then I'm like, eh.
Well, here, no, you know me. I'm very honest about it. You are. You are 1,000,000% missing out on amazing things.
But there's also a lot of other stuff to do.
There's also a lot of other stuff to do. Yeah.
I mean, it's work. There's just no other way around it.
There's a lot of work and a lot of responsibility. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm never going to be one of those people who looks at people who didn't have kids by choice or just the way nature worked out and be like, oh, you just don't know happiness. You do.
No, you know happiness. Exactly.
You just don't know what it's like to have the happiness of a child.
Yeah.
It's a different thing, and it comes at a price that is not it's not a subtraction from your life. Like, you're not losing something to have that, but you are going to work for it.
Oh,
I mean, you're going to work. Those two things go hand in hand. Yes, you have all the greatness of it, and then you also have exploding diapers and sleepless nights and, you know,
what are the bad parts?
That's not even for me. That's for the kid, let alone the effects on you.
So funny. Do you guys have anything like that in your young lives without kids that you'd go like, you know what my favorite thing was? Might seem weird, but it's this.
I do, and this feels like something that somebody that does not have kids would say. I do feel a connection with my cat, right? Like that's been something special, you know.
That's your little baby.
Yeah, that's my first like, you know, real pet that it's been my own that I adopted and took care of. You know what I mean? Raised.
Well, it's been like a third of your life too.
Yeah, been a while.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.